is the snapper, Andy Lee, the holder. This one is on target, and it is good.
Disappointment in the desert.
Especially this type of game where, you know, back and forth, momentum was swinging back and forth, and we just couldn't capitalize at the end.
A streak-snapping loss also ruined a homecoming that looked like it might have a Hollywood ending.
A lot of friends in that building, so that was fun, but I really want to get this win, so it definitely hurts right now.
Here comes the stretch run of the season.
Everybody understands, you know, where we're at, the work we've put in to get here, and the opportunity still is, you know, in our control.
A handful of games to determine a division and a spot in the playoffs.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Well, it comes back to me. I mean, I've got to do a better job of getting these guys ready to go and, you know, coming out and playing. I mean, if it doesn't start with me, who's the start? And we weren't ready.
The head coach owned it right after the game, and he owned it again on Monday just a short time ago when he addressed the media. You can't win them all, or, well, you could. Dang it, this one's so close in the desert. Jags lose 27-24 and now fall to 7-4, but still in first place in the AFC South, now tied with the Titans. Welcome to Mellow Mushroom here at Avondale, everybody. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group, making some pie. They'll have a little trivia after our show, and right now we're about to talk some Jags football and get this place a little fired up. Hey, the sky is not falling. The Jags lose a football game, but they still have so much in front of them. Again, tied for first place, and in December, five games. That could be a December to remember. I'm Brent Martin along with Jeff Lagerman. That being said, plenty of disappointment from yesterday.
Well, and I think a lot of people want to talk about what happened at the end of the game, and just kind of a little explanation. The Jaguars take over with the ball at the 10-yard line with a minute and 14 left. And I think when you're at that starting point in the field position, you got to be very conservative because your defense is playing well and your offense has been struggling up until that point. And the Jaguars run the ball on first down, which is totally understandable. Run the clock out, played in overtime. But on second down, for some reason on second and eight, they throw it. It goes incomplete. And then at that point, they run a ball on third down. Arizona uses a timeout, and they get the ball back with too much time on the clock, which was 16 seconds, which is plenty enough time to run two out routes where they gained 22 yards on two plays and put Phil Dawson into a field goal range to have a career long, which was, what, 57? And he makes it.
Yeah.
You know, so the coaching staff has to do a better job at the end of that ball game. But, you know, as a team, you also got to do a better job as well.
Yeah, no doubt that's one they would like to have back. Here's what else is happening on this Monday with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Take a look at some notes. Telvin Smith left that game with a concussion. That means you get put in the protocol. His status for Sunday's game, we don't know. We'll keep an eye on it, of course, throughout the week. Jeremy Parnell, this is starting to look like it's really impacting this football team. Parnell missing another game. We'll see how his health status increases potentially for the next game against the Colts. And Allen Hurton continues to miss, and this receiver group dropping too many passes, not making enough plays, so that is hurting them with no Allen Robinson and no Allen Hurns. But how about a big welcome to the show for these guys right now? Calais Campbell went back home, made a huge play again. He's been delivering all season long, and the man with the hat, good looking hat, by the way, is Josh Lambeau, kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and has quickly become a fan favorite. Welcome aboard. Thanks for joining the show. You're having fun being the Jaguar, aren't you?
Man, I love this town. I love this team. I love being here. And Mellow Mushroom, I'm looking forward to some pizza later. So
there we go. Elias, you went home. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. But you've been around this league a lot. You know you can't win them all, and sometimes you lose games like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously we would like to have the win, but we still have a lot to play for. You know, the guys are focused, you know, come back this week and bounce back with a huge win, hopefully a division game at home.
Boy, I was kind of watching you a little bit before the game and also after the game. A lot of people, you know, when you return to a place that you've spent so many years and a lot of good friends and great relationships that you build.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I was really looking forward to, you know, having that smile on my face after running across the sideline and getting everybody a hug. But instead, they all had the big smiles on their faces. I was kind of, you know, a little, hurt. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just one loss, you know, and going forward, you know, I'm confident my guys will get it right.
A lot to talk about here, including the kicking game, but also some things that went right and wrong on Sunday for this Jaguars football team. We begin with our Baptist Health game-changing moments and our third play. Well, it was a gutsy call, down 16-3 at the time, and they delivered.
Well, and Josh, you were sitting there going, Coach, let me kick it here. It was 4th-and-1, right? Easy field goal.
I'm always about kicking, but, you know, I prefer a one-pointer.
And I thought it was outstanding because, you know, the Cardinals started out the first possession of the second half and went down the field and ended up getting a field goal and made the score at that point, 16-3 to their advantage. And the offense responds here. Calais, a 7-play, 75-yard drive, and a decision I think you got to make at that point in the ball game, going forward on 4th-and-1, and Blake did a great job.
Yeah, as a defense, we always like when, you know, our coaching staff goes forward on 4th-and-1, especially, you know, to get your points. You know, I mean, we believe in our offensive line, and, you know, we can get 1 yard. You know, I know I'm confident we get 1 yard, so we always tell them to go forward.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number 2, and we go to special teams because, once again, Jags needed the big play, and Corey Grant, a little stutter step here on this, Jeff.
Well, I mean, first of all, he's got great speed, and then he hesitated there for a second, which is usually like, uh-oh, why did he just do that?
Yeah.
But this is in response because the Cardinals just hit a big 52-yard touchdown pass, and so to be able to answer that with a 68-yard kick return, and Josh, you know what it's all about. I mean, heck, you could be in a position here to tackle him. Phil Dawson, 18 years in the league, he does a pretty good job saving a touchdown.
Yeah, I'd say so. He definitely saw some youth in his legs there with all his touchbacks especially. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's a great job by Phil, and Corey had a big-time play for us, and just good play all around.
68-yard return, and the important part of that, when they needed it most, they cashed in on it. And once again, it was Bortles with his legs, Jeff.
Well, 4 plays and 38 yards later, a 17-yard run by Blake Bortles, and he's kind of weaving in and out. And he makes a really nice cut back to the inside, and at the end, he hurdles a defender. I mean, look, you can always criticize Blake Bortles for some of the throws that he made, particularly the interception. But, you know, what a gutsy performance by Blake Bortles and your quarterback. I mean, he had, 60 yards on the ground, about 10 yards a carry.
Yeah, that was very impressive. I mean, that's a tough run for anybody, you know, and he came up big for us, clutch time.
I love the read option, and the read option was working.
Well, and, you know, I give the coaches credit because, I mean, Josh, I know kickers, you know, having been around kickers in my NFL career, you guys watched the game very intently, and you could see that the Cardinals were crashing the ends and the outside linebackers to stop the run, and to be able, as an offensive coordinator, to dial up the read option keeper, I mean, I thought that was great coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really one to comment on football other than kicking it, because I'm still relatively new to the sport, to be honest with you, so I'll leave that question to Calais. But hey, I mean, if the ball goes in the end zone, I know that's a good thing. So.
Smart move by the former soccer player.
Yes.
By the way, how was the kick from Blake at the end of that? Did you see the punt into the stands?
Yeah, I mean, kicking game's a real thing, man. It's getting popular. I mean, they're, you know, Jacksonville's loving their kickers now, so I think, you know, Blake just wants to get in on it.
I've got a feeling when Carson Tinker comes back, you know, and you guys are hanging out together, you guys are going to have a real good time.
Oh, yeah. I concur.
That could be a TV show in itself.
I think it could be. A reality show for sure. Baptist Health game-changing moment number 1. And when this happened, I thought we were on our way to a storybook finish in Arizona for this guy.
Well, and first of all, give credit to Yannick Ngakoue for not running by completely. And he turns around and he comes back, Calais, and Blaine Gabbert escapes a pocket that didn't have any imminent pressure. And once again, ball awareness by Yannick, and what a great bounce to you.
Sometimes you just get a little lucky.
Hey, what did this one look like on film today? Did they judge your speed getting into the end zone, the big fella?
Yeah, they tried to make it seem like I didn't know that I wasn't going to get in. Like, I got pretty good return skills. You know, I knew the proper angle, you know.
Yeah, that 10-yard split was pretty impressive there, brother.
As a D lineman, all you need is 10 yards. That's what they say.
Well, he got it done and gave the Jags a lead at the time, 17-16. But really, right after that was one of the breakdowns on this Jaguars defense. We haven't seen many of it. It's almost shocking when somebody scores against this Jags defense, Jeff. And it happened twice on really 2 breakdown plays.
Yeah, and the first one was, I think, a 29 yarder down the seam of the tight end, the rookie tight end, who, by the way, is very good. And right before that, Telvin's out, and so there's a little bit of confusion on the field. And at that point, you almost wish he'd kind of used a timeout because he's running down the middle wide open. And so that's a tough play to take.
Yeah, I mean, we had some confusion. I almost called a timeout, but I know you're not really supposed to do that in this situation. But we kind of figured it out last minute, you know. But it's just one of those plays, you know. I mean, next guy has to step up and come in and make a play. And, you know, we didn't, so it just happens.
And then you had the 52-yarder, Jerron Brown, down the middle where you get behind a defense. I don't know whose responsibility it was on that one. But, you know, look, when you play good defense, I mean, those are the kind of plays that hurt you, and you don't want to allow those type of plays. But look, give the Cardinals credit. Bruce Arians is an offensive mind. You know Bruce, and he's a good football coach.
Yeah, he took advantage of some of the mistakes that we made. You know, in this league, especially after Thanksgiving when the games really matter, when you make mistakes, people are going to capitalize on them. So you have to make sure you're focused and limit those mistakes.
Shows you it's a game of inches because Calais was oh so close to knocking that ball out before it went up for the touchdown. Let's talk about this guy right here. Really off to a great start. Just missed one field goal. One extra point was blocked. You've been getting acclimated pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think certainly guys like Calais have definitely made it easy on me. My girlfriend and I ran into him and his wife after the Indy game, the day after, and got to really know him as a person, and his wife is just lovely. And so getting to know the guys on a personal level outside of football has definitely been easy and definitely comforting. The town has been very welcoming, and I love it here.
It's got to be kind of a challenge for any kicker when you come into a new football team and you got a holder, first of all, that you've never worked with, and he's your holder. You don't make that decision.
Right.
And then once you come in, all of a sudden, now you got another snapper.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about a challenge now. That's not easy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Brad is very good at his job, both punting and holding. I mean, some of the holds that he's been putting down for me the past couple weeks have been nothing short of remarkable. Having Colin in, he's still getting his feet wet a little bit. But the operation as soon as I got in was great. I mean, I don't think I could probably count on one hand in 4 weeks how many times I missed, including in practice. That's a testament to them, not to me. So they're making kicking easy for me.
All right, so I've got to ask this because I've got to know, because at some point you're going to be able to kick a game winner, okay?
Yeah.
And for our radio broadcast, what's your career long?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you feel comfortable at kicking at with 1 second left?
Yeah.
How far would you feel comfortable kicking?
My career long was the 56-yarder here at the bank, and that just depends on the weather, stadium, where we are. I mean, I was...
Okay, in Jacksonville, perfect weather, no wind.
Wait, there is perfect weather in Jacksonville? I didn't know about that in that stadium because it swirls so dang much. I would say usually probably around 62 or 63, desperation. I hit this last weekend. I hit a pair of 61 yarders in the dome, and ball travels really well there. So I told the coach, absolute desperation. If you get me to the 45 yard line, which is a 63 yard kick, then it's going through. So
all right, off to a great start here, and again, the hat game very strong, just like the kicking game. When we come back, Jeff takes us to the film room. Too many drop passes by the wide receivers. We're going to talk about it, dissect it a little bit, and what can the Jags get right on offense. That's next here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group, live from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Thanks to the fans for coming out.
A city electrified. Fans ready for a playoff run. We're with you, Jags, as you fight your way to the top of the AFC South. Because when you've got the heart of a Jaguar and the will to win, catch the fever. Let's hear you roar. On CBS 47, Go Jaguars.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Welcome back to Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Nice crowd on hand once again. Remember, big homestand coming up for the Jags. 3 games in a row starts on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. Brent Martin along with Calais Campbell. And let's reminisce one more time about this trip home. I know you wanted the W, but they were chanting your name there. All these hands shaking and hugging. And did it wear you out at all?
No, it didn't wear me out. It was nice. It was very flattering. You know, spent 9 years in the place. You know, it was fun to get a warm welcome.
Is it cool to know that you made an impact, though, on that community? I know not just on the football field, but in the community.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? I spent a lot of time in the community. You know, really have a lot of friends and people there. So it felt good just to be able to get some love.
Well, there's a Calais Campbell section there in Arizona at the stadium, and he scored the touchdown right near that section. So it's pretty cool to see. Pretty cool moment for Calais Campbell, of course, on Sunday against his former team. Hey, we're going to send it over to Jeff Lagerman. It's time to go to the film room. A lot to dissect from this one, Jeff.
Certainly, Brandon, you talk about cool moments for Calais Campbell. I want to see some cool moments for this Jaguars offense. They've been kind of stagnant, very reliant upon the defense and special teams. And here is one way for this Jaguars offense to improve, and it's not that hard, right here in the Baptist Health Film Room.
Let's start with Keelan Cole at the top, matched up in man-to-man against cornerback Tremont Williams. And if you'll look, I'll pause it, the safety, Antoine Bethea, is too far away to make an impact on this reception. Two hands on it. You have to make this catch. Keelan Cole also had another opportunity later in the game against Tyrann Mathieu, and he lost that one as well. And here you have tight end James O'Shaughnessy matched up against a rookie safety, Buda Baker, who is only 5'10" and man-to-man. You've got to be like a power forward in basketball. And once again, play big and own the football. And on the end zone copy, you can clearly see that he has two hands on the ball. When you get two hands on the ball, just like Keelan Cole, you got to make the play. And late in the game, the controversial decision by the Jaguars coaching staff to call a pass play on 2nd and 8 to Marquise Lee. Well, tell me something. Is that not a catchable ball thrown right on the money to Marquise Lee? We shouldn't even be having this conversation. Marquise Lee on the season, 8 drops. One of the top droppers in the National Football League.
And, you know, Brent, when you watch good football teams, offensive teams play, Antonio Brown, you watch him with the Pittsburgh Steelers last night, Delanie Walker, the tight end of the Tennessee Titans, they make catches like that, okay? And this team, as an offense, they need players to step up and make catches like that. Because if they don't, they're not going to end up being where they want to be.
I think it's Tom Coughlin that says playing above the X's and O's. The Jags need to do that better on offense. When we come back here from Mellow Mushroom at Avondale for Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group, Calais Campbell and Josh Lambeau go one-on-one. Sounds like a mismatch. It'll be fun. They're playing a little football. Oh, that's like elementary school game. I bet Josh wins this one. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up to Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. EverBank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Hey, welcome back to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Nice crowd on hand, and Jags fever will hit in December as the Jags remain in first place in the AFC South. Brent Martin along with Jeff Lagerman. Happy to have you along here on CBS 47.
Yeah, and it's time to send it back to what is kind of like a mismatch of interviews here. But, Calais, one recommendation. Don't get crazy X and O football questions with Josh.
I won't. I promise. Here we take it to social media to ask the smoothest kicker in the league some questions.
I dig that.
The first one is from Mrs. Acray. So when the pressure is on, how do you prepare your mind for a big kick?
When the pressure is on, the biggest thing is preparing Monday through Saturday. You know, if I train the right way, you know, Sunday it should be easy. So special teams coach does a great job putting me in difficult positions so that if I do get one in the game, I've already seen it before. But mentally, just take a deep breath, trust my process, and bang it through.
Every kick's the same, huh?
One for one every kick.
I love it. This next one's from CF Zellers 4. Who has the best celebration, me, Dante Fowler, or Malik Jackson?
Well, seeing as that you're in the nearest vicinity and can tackle me, then I would say you.
If you thought you were in the mix, then what would you say?
Still you. You're bigger and stronger than me. So.
I love it, man.
I gotta get a name for that thing. I need to start taking a poll for what it should be called. I don't even have a name for it.
Yeah, it's very swaggy. That's the word. All right, this last one's from M. Darnell Brady. What's your favorite song to play on the guitar?
Oh, lately I've been playing this Kings of Leon song called Find Me. Over the Hills and Far Away, Led Zeppelin, throwing it back a little bit. I don't know, kind of whatever I'm feeling at the moment, and changes daily.
I love it, man. But I will have to ask you a question. If we make it to the playoffs, can you come over and play a song for the whole team?
If we make it to the playoffs, I will perform in front of the whole team.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that now. All right, back to you, Brett.
I like that. That's usually reserved for the rookies, but he's got the kicker ready to sing in the playoffs. We're going to hold him to that. Hey, coming up next, we go to the storylines, and that includes get ready to rock the bank for the first-place Jaguars against the Colts on Sunday. Can they sweep the Colts? That story next. Take a look at our G-Series headlines. Home against the Colts on Sunday, three straight at the bank. It's all about rocking the bank in December and first place with everything on the line. Five games this next month. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Brent Martineau, Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell, Josh Lambeau as well.
Yeah, I want to get in the mind of a kicker here, Calais, okay? When did you start kicking?
So I started to learn how to kick footballs in May of 2012.
Wow. 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
So you didn't grow up kicking footballs?
No, I grew up kicking a ball that was spherical and actually made sense to kick. So.
Played professional soccer. Right,
so I got one other question because, you know, I played with a guy by the name of Pat Leahy, longtime kicker in the National Football League, and he related kicking to playing golf.
Oh, absolutely.
He hits like a 2-iron for the distance and a 9-iron for the shorter stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The way that I was taught, there were a lot of golf analogies, so.
All right, thanks for coming on the show. Keep kicking well. Calais Campbell, half a sack away from that single-season record for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll see you Sunday at Everbank Field. How about this scene in Arizona? Leonard Fournette giving Kevin his cleats. That thing has gone viral. What a gesture by the Jags, and what a reaction. We'll see you Sunday at the bank, everybody.